there'll be a total of 1.36 billion committed in the capital plan for 2025, and as I've outlined, Sligo will be in receipt of 23 million. There's huge focus going into ambulance replacement as part of the capital plan, 17 million in total. Equipment replacement, 86 million. Infrastructure risk, 79 million. And climate action, 34.55 million. So it's welcome news. There are a lot of projects progressing in the county of Sligo. We know that the 12-bed unit at Northwest Hospice is progressing at a fast pace. There's four additional beds in that, 15 car park spaces, and a further 9 million has been allocated in this year's budget for that particular project, which had been committed to. We're going to see, which is very welcome of what we thought for some time, is the construction or the appraisal of the construction of a new ambulance station with regional training and educational facility at Sligo. It's a new greenfield site off Summerhill. There'll be two floors, and it's a standalone project with close access to our major road network off the national road. So 0.2 million has been allocated for the appraisal and to begin, I suppose, that particular project in terms of the planning stage for the project. What we welcome also is that we're going to see a phased upgrade to the existing CSSD at Sligo University Hospital. 1 million has been allocated for that. And we will see, which has been thought from the hospital from some time and our local health area, is that the redevelopment or phase one of the ward block for radiology, paediatric and maternity theatre department will go to detailed design. We'll also see the installation of the second CT scanner at Sligo University Hospital. 300,000 has been allocated for that particular piece of infrastructure, and we're going to see the upgrade of the existing treatment room or masculine treatment room, and the creation of a second room. 150,000 has been allocated for that at Sligo University Hospital. We're going to see investment in terms of detailed design for the progression of Tubbercurry Primary Care Centre. It's been thought for some time, and we know how important primary care is currently. And 700,000 has been allocated to that. I know there's been a lot of lobbying on that over the last number of years, and it's good to see that progress into detailed design. St John's Hospital will go to detailed design for refurbishment of an existing story and an extension there to provide clinic rooms, etc. And I'm delighted to see something that I've lobbied for some time is phase three of Nazareth House Primary Care Centre. That will also go to detailed design. 1 million has been allocated to that, and we know how important phase three is. I think it may cost in the region of 8-9 million to complete, but hopefully it becomes a one-stop shop for children and young people services, and all children and young people services, I hope, will be allocated or rehoused in that phase three of Nazareth House. So it's good news. There are a lot of positives in it. We know the progression of the 42 medical block has been included also, and there's an additional allocation for that today as part of the 23 million, 1.36 billion allocated nationally, and I welcome the fact that there's a large investment into mental health services and women's healthcare across the country. Catherine, a little bit concerning is the level of phases our health projects, in particular health infrastructure, is moving through, and that's something that we have to work on, not only at local level but at national level. The level of phases our health infrastructure project is going through in terms of planning is quite concerning. The length of time each phase is taken is of concern, and that's something that we have to look at, I suppose, at government level and at policy level, that we should be fast-tracking health infrastructure, and they shouldn't be going through the level of phase that they are going through for the likes of planning. Maybe that's something that could be looked at, that these critical projects could be fast-tracked But I welcome the fact that the Minister has committed to the level investment, in particular in the ambulance service today. Ambulance replacement has been allocated $17.8 million, which is very, very welcome. We're also going to see, as I've outlined, the creation of a number of ambulance bases or the progression of a number of new ambulance bases across the country. And I'm delighted to see that Sligo will progress to appraisal stage for a regional training centre and new ambulance bases standalone on a new greenfield site there off Summerhill.
There will be quite a lot of fanfare surrounding this announcement today. You know, the headline will be over €23 million for a range of projects in County Sligo. But as you already kind of touched on, it doesn't necessarily mean that these projects are anywhere near over the line, nor will they be potentially for quite some time.
Yeah, look, and I've outlined my concerns with I suppose healthcare and the provision of healthcare across the country, that we need to fast track planning for health infrastructure. I don't think that health infrastructure should have to go through the same rigmarole as a standalone planning application, for example, the same as a housing development. These are critical pieces of infrastructure in terms of we need them yesterday, and the level of phases they go through from the technicality side to planning to appraisal to screening is just so slow. It's burdening. It's over-regulation in my view. We have to remove that piece of regulation, not only from healthcare, but it would be good to see that done also with the provision of housing. While we're working on a year-to-year budget in terms of the HSE at the moment, we need to see a cycle where we commit to a multi-annual budget for healthcare. That would help management in the hospitals. That would help managers across the primary care settings to future plan. And when they're dealing with a budget on a year-to-year basis and wait to see what their allocation is, it's very hard to future plan. So what we need to see is a long-term plan for healthcare, a commitment of funding to that long-term plan, be it a 5 or 7 or 8 year plan. What's welcome in today's announcement is that there's going to be a preparation of a multi-annual mental health capital plan. And that's a very welcome development from the Minister today, where we will see a year-to-year commitment to resources in mental health services, which are very, very important right now, in particular at children and young people's levels, in CAMHS, in terms of mental health services, primary care level, CBT, with increased anxiety among children and young people. We know the levels of referrals have significantly increased over the last number of years. We know that the waiting lists have significantly increased. We know that there are staffing issues and resource issues across all mental health services right now across the country.